The sheriff's report said the incident occurred on Saturday night the 18th around 7 p.m. The complainant, a 47-year-old woman from Taylorsville, told a deputy she came into Walmart with her two children and a male companion. They separated. The woman encountered a man with a face covering who told her very loudly, quote, "Thank you for not wearing a mask," unquote. He continued yelling and ran his shopping cart into hers several times, so much so that she lost her grip on her cart. The woman said she was not wearing a mask because of a pre-existing medical ailment. The confrontation aggravated her condition. She reportedly suffered back pain and had to sit down. The management of the store talked to the suspect and asked him to leave. Sheriff's Lieutenant Andrew Wright said a surveillance camera captured the incident, although the video is fairly poor. Lieutenant Wright said that since the report of the incident, they've had citizens ask them why they don't enforce the mask mandate, but he said that in cases where people are maskless for medical reasons, deputies don't get involved in situations that involve the ADA, that is, the American Disabilities Act. Lieutenant Wright said the major stores in the area have set up their own policies requiring masks, and this allows them to take care of the issue themselves. In another incident, the mask mandate was also brought up in a nasty voicemail left with the sheriff's office. Lieutenant Wright said the caller had earlier been arrested by deputies. In late June, he crashed into a parked vehicle in the Bear Hollow neighborhood. He was detained, was uncooperative during field sobriety tests, and was arrested and booked into jail for leaving the scene of an accident. The 62-year-old suspect from Port St. Lucie, Florida, was later released. The sheriff's office said that on July 6th, the man left a voicemail asking what law requires him to wear a mask to get food. He said the mask causes health issues for him and added, quote, "You people have terrorized an entire population. I am part of the pushback legally to come after every one of you. You understand." He concluded, quote, "Tyrants are not accepted. Have a lousy day," unquote. The call was documented for informational purposes. For KBCW, I'm Rick Bruff.